by 1992, although I was not a member, I'd become president of the Internet Society, and we were concerned that the Internet Activities Board have some place to call home, because none of the government agencies were really any more interested in pursuing this activity as deeply as they had. So the Internet Society offered to house the what the renamed Internet Architecture Board. This did come to pass, and of course ever since then the IAB and the IRTF, the Research Task Force, and now the IETF, the Engineering Task Force, are all functioning under the auspices of Internet Society. That was accompanied by a considerable amount of Sturm und Drang at the time, which is probably not worth detailing here, but it was the Internet has certainly had its share of politics, as you might well imagine, particularly as it became more economically important. Politics seems to go up as a function of the economic value of things. I knew Internet was going to be big when the attorneys started getting interested in it.